What is truth?
TV podcast.
What is truth?
Let's take it to the live stream. We
tell me what is truth.
TV podcast.
What is truth?
Let's take it to the live stream. We
What's up, y'all? This is Wheezy, What is Truth Podcast. Hope everyone is doing rather exquisite. I am chilling here. This is my third Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA. And it comes in at a zesty 9% alcohol by volume. So I'm feeling a little bit crispy. According to my oldest son, I shouldn't be saying I'm feeling zesty. I guess zesty means you're feeling kind of gay. So I just thought it was a rather exquisite word, but apparently it has been hijacked. Anyways, I'm buzzing. Hope you guys are as well. If you aren't, crack that fridge open, grab a beer, sit down, let's have a chat. I am currently in Charlotte, North Carolina, chilling downtown in the Telegram group. I put a couple of pictures there. If you haven't joined the Telegram group, check the links at the bottom of the description. We are growing week by week. We're still small in the Telegram group, but little by little, you guys can share pictures. Shout out to William. He put some chemtrail pictures that he caught up. If you guys want to post any kinds of shit, or if there's an episode that I do and you disagree with me on, there's a chance there we can talk about it, or suggestions, whatever you want to do. I mean, if you guys been following me for a while, y'all know that I'm all about that free speech, baby. So any criticisms, any way I can improve, I'm open to that. And I also realize that when I do these solo shows, they don't get as many downloads as when I do a show with a particular guest. So I want to give a big shout out to you guys that are listening to this right now. You guys are what I would deem as the hardcore listener. So much love to each and one of y'all. It is truly humbling. I say this a lot, and I mean it. And I'm saying it right now, knowing that only the hardcore motherfuckers is listening right now. But I am truly humbled that y'all tune in week in and week out. Whether I have a fire-ass guest or not, you guys tune in. This is what I mean. Normally when I do these solo shows, it's only the hardcore motherfuckers that tune in. The downloads drop substantially. But this show is for y'all, because y'all represent, man. And that means a lot to me. Some of y'all leave comments on the other platforms. Some of y'all are my exquisite fucking mods. Y'all know who you are. Much love. Hell yeah. And others of y'all have been following me for quite some time, never saying a damn thing, and just listened. Have your steady diet of Wheezy What Is Truth podcast. But the shout outs for y'all, man, because you guys never say nothing. You guys are just in the shadow realm, chilling, hanging out. And so this Voodoo Ranger is for y'all right here. Refreshing IPA, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I'm 4 minutes in and I haven't said a goddamn thing except fucking shower the hardcore listeners with love, and y'all deserve it, so fuck yeah, I don't regret that. Hell yeah. I want to talk about today my experience in North Carolina, South Carolina. It's been interesting. If you guys are the hardcore people, you guys have heard me talking about maybe possibly selling my home and moving. And I'm over here right now. Right now. I'm chilling in North Carolina, in Charlotte, enjoying a beer on the 8th floor of a high rise. And I've been looking at property the last few days down in South Carolina, down in the Camden area, Columbia, South Carolina area. Trying to get a feel. Houses are still a bit cheaper down here. Did find a couple of houses, man. Brand fucking new. Mad square footage. I envisioned. I have a whole room for myself to do the What Is Truth podcast in. Have my whole studio set up, you know what I'm saying? Shit is ballin'. And it's cool. The home, even the kids was like, hell yeah, pops, this is the crib right here. I guess the thing that comes to mind would be, can I get used to this smaller town? I already live in a small town in Venice, Florida. Small ass town, quaint, but it's growing, man. There's a lot of motherfuckers growing. It's growing day by day. The cost of living is just getting expensive. There's a lot of motherfucking millionaires, man, and billionaires that live out there. And a working class person, I work my ass off. I make good money, comparatively speaking, to the median age. But I still feel like I'm living paycheck to paycheck. You know what I'm saying? It's just the cost of living is fucking bananas, man. And I'm trying to find a spot where I don't have to work 90 hours a week. Y'all hear me talking about that? It's not that I'm bragging about that. I fucking hate it. If I work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, that would feel like part-time, and I'd be cool with that. I'd be able to work out again. I'd be able to focus more on the show. It's just super tough. It's kicking my ass, if I'm being honest. And if you guys know, you guys been following me for a while, I've been working mad hours for a long fucking time. I was a firefighter. I was doing 16s for weeks at a time, no days off. And now I'm doing fucking 16, 17s. Every other week I get a weekend off, but every other week I gotta work fucking Saturday. And not to switch gears, but this is why I didn't do a show this Saturday. I did one on Thursday with the great Joseph Atwell. Fucking bomb-ass show. Great show if you guys are worried about religious feelings. You guys don't want to get mad at me and so skip the stuff about religion. It was a great show with Joseph Atwell. Just skip forward to the 25-minute mark, maybe 30-minute mark. And then we get into other conspiracies. We drop the religion topic and go to different rabbit holes. But goddamn, that was one of my favorite episodes. I'm not going to lie, man. Joseph Atwell was a fucking gangster. But that's why I didn't do a show this weekend. I came up here. But next weekend, I have Charlie Robinson. So the episode after this will be Charlie Robinson. I've had him on several times. That's my dog. That's my homie. He is the author of The Octopus of Global Control. He wrote that book many years ago. And then recently Netflix has done a series on the octopus. So that should be a fascinating conversation based on Danny Casolaro and the whole nine yards on that. I mean, I'm going to have the author, Charlie Robinson, on that book. So should be a great show. I think you guys are going to really, really enjoy it. Week after that, I have the great Don Jeffries, JFK researcher. we're going to go down some fucking Lincoln rabbit holes. That's a motherfucker that knows some hella history. But if I don't have to work the hours that I'm working right now, I can focus more on these shows and deliver a better product. I mean, I work a lot of hours. I try to give you guys the best product that I possibly can. Based on some of the feedback I get here and then, sounds like you guys enjoy it, and that humbles me. I love it. I don't ask you guys for money, but I do ask for some 5-star reviews. And no, you can't cash 5-star reviews in for Bitcoin or fucking money. Nah, man, that just shows me that you guys love it, and it helps me motivate. It motivates me to bring you guys some more kick-ass shows. You know what I'm saying? That's what it does. That's what I cash it in for. But salud. So let's change gears a bit. I've been kissing y'all's asses for the last 10 minutes or so, and y'all deserve it, no question. But let's change a little gear. So I've been looking at areas near the Columbia, South Carolina region, and it's a college vibe, you know what I'm saying? It seems pretty hip, pretty cool little town. It reminds me a lot like Salt Lake City and the Avenues area, the Sugar House area. Anyone, if you guys are familiar with Salt Lake City, it seems like that in many ways. One of the things that first caught my attention in South Carolina was the fucking hills, man. I live in Florida, and it's all flat ground. There are no hills. There are no mountains. And that was one of the things that quickly stuck out right away, was the amount of hills and shit. It's definitely very, very different. But before I came up here, I had done research on Camden, South Carolina, for example. There was a big Revolutionary War battle down there, and the importance, as far as the historical record is concerned anyways, of the Camden battles in South Carolina was that the British Redcoats kicked a lot of ass and decided to make a home base in Camden, South Carolina, and they were chilling there for 2 to 3 years, you know, using it as a military outpost. And after 2 or 3 years, the Patriots, quote unquote, said, fuck this, we want you motherfuckers out. And they had a pretty big battle. A lot of motherfuckers died. Apparently a lot of the Redcoats were from Yorkshire, or how Americans would say Yorkshire. But they were from Yorkshire, and they got routed, and the British had to fucking flee. So Camden was no longer a home base for them. And as you guys know, I'm a fucking history nerd. And yeah, I was loving that shit, man. I had like a historical boner, you know what I mean? I was fucking hard for this shit. And quick little funny story. So we flew into Charlotte, North Carolina, and we had a drive down to Camden, and on the way down we ran into James Polk Museum. And if you guys been following me, and if you're a hardcore follower of mine, y'all heard me say this, but I know my shit when it comes to the U.S.-Mexican War. And so when I seen James Polk Museum, I was like, hell yeah, we're stopping there. That's a Mexican's arch nemesis right there, is President James Polk. I went to the museum. We were the only ones. It was a little tiny museum. You know, that was his birth, little birthplace. The cabin where he was born was still up. Pretty cool shit. And then they had like a little exhibit with some plows and other miscellaneous items. And a lot of it was donated by the Polk family that still lived on. And like I said already, is I already knew the history of the U.S.-Mexican War. I already knew James Polk. I already knew that the history behind James Polk and his quote-unquote acquisition of Mexican territory is complete bullshit. You read the Mexican side, you read the American side, and the amount of liberties that the American side takes in quote-unquote acquiring Mexican land, it's preposterous. It's a clear false flag. It was clear that James Polk was going to jack that fucking land one way or another. And I already knew this history. And the reason I started laughing when I started revisiting this interaction was because the historian there, he was telling me a little bit, but I was acting stupid, you know? Here's this little fucking Mexican dude with a L.A. Dodgers hat in fucking North Carolina. And this motherfucker probably doesn't even think I'm interested in history. Who knows what judgments he's making? And then I started busting out some truth bombs on the motherfucker. And the dude was like, oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. You're right. James Polk. I agree. James Polk did start that war. I agree. James Polk was going to take that land one way or a fucking another. And his jaw was dropping. And I was spitting at this point in time. And then somehow the conversation went into the COVID shit. And I was like, yeah, the COVID shit is bullshit. And then that's when he interjected. He's like, wait a minute. The vaccine saved some people. And I'm like, bullshit. The vaccine gave some myocarditis. And he was training another historian, you know, for that spot. And she was just in the background listening in. And we were going back and forth, having a debate. And I was like, fuck, I wish I would have recorded that after, you know, after the fact. But I fucked him up. Here's this dude, a professional fucking historian who's read a fuck ton of books. And I was able to fuck him up, rhetorically speaking. If you guys have been following me, you guys know I love fucking debates. I love a good debate, a good back and forth. And I fucked him up, man. I had a little hop to my step. Shit was glorious. And the lady was just like, she didn't say nothing, but she was smiling like, you're like, yeah, you me. She didn't really, it almost felt like she didn't feel comfortable acknowledging that I fucked up her teacher. But that's the kind of vibe that I got. And I guess to surmise that interaction, it was bananas because this fucking dude had a thick Southern accent. But after talking vaccines and shit, I'm like, oh, damn. This motherfucker is woke as fuck. And in my mind, again, I'm originally from the West Coast. I suppose Florida is the South, but it's a different kind of South. Now I'm in North Carolina and South Carolina and shit, and that's the fucking South. I thought maybe they were a little bit more conservative and shit. Fuck no. He had the accent of a fucking Southerner, but he was woke as fuck, and it was bananas. And I fucked him up on the vaccine issue and debate. So that was a trippy thing for me. You know, to hear someone with a Southern accent being a woke-tard, I did not expect that at all. And maybe, and just maybe, in his mind, here's a fucking Mexican dude learning about James Polk. And he probably thought, I was like, oh yeah, this guy's a woke-tard like me, a historian woke-tard. And for me to be not a fucking woke-tard, for me to be like, fuck James Polk and fuck the vaccine mandates, must have caught him off guard as well. You know what I'm saying? So pretty interesting interaction that I had. So then the next day, we go to Camden, South Carolina. I really wanted to hit that spot up. Wanted to look at some cribs up there. And wanted to get some revolutionary fucking war history. I mean, Civil War is big for show. Hell yeah. But Revolutionary War, man. I was hitting up monuments from like the 1700s. Shit was bananas. Camden, I think, was founded in the 1640s, I believe. I mean, which is pretty fucking bananas. And it was very interesting. And I went to this Camden site, which had, I guess that's supposedly, that's where the original town of Camden was there. And they had the markers of some of the homes that stood there, where the homes didn't exist anymore, but the foundations were still there. Pretty cool fucking shit, man. I'm so happy we hit it up. I only regret not flying my fucking drone up there, man. I completely forgot I had it in my suitcase and I didn't fly my goddamn drone. That would have been some awesome footage. But they had this mansion up there of Horatio Gates. Was chilling up there. Fucking that's where the British Army was fucking hanging out for a long time. And they had these barracks and everything. And they even had people dressed in, you know, the red coat uniform, you know, like fucking British soldiers from back in the day. That they were actors. Crisis actors, I guess. But they were recreating a lot of shit. They even, this one chick even shot a fucking cannon, how they would have done it back in the day. So that shit, God, I'm a fucking nerd when it comes to that. I was consuming this and just absorbing every little thing as it was coming to me. And this spot, this outpost, this barracks where this dude was, it was just myself and my sons chilling there. And then this little white kid, he was like 10 years old, but he was asking a lot of questions to this cat. He's like, and I was like, I was impressed. I was like, hell yeah, that little kid, he's a little history buff. But I started telling this cat, well, the kid actually asked, he goes, How many people, he goes, and he was 10 years old. It was fucking bananas, but it was a good, damn good question. He goes, how many of these people switched loyalties, you know, like had different stuff? And then the cat in the red coat uniform was like, well, there was quite a few people that were switching sides between British loyalty to American loyalty and on and on. And then the kid goes, do you have any examples of some of them so I can do some research? And I go, I threw out the fucking name Horatio fucking Gates. I didn't say fucking Gates. I just say Horatio Gates. And then the dude was like, no, I think you're wrong. I think Horatio Gates was it. I'm like, no, man. Horatio Gates served in the British military and then he served in the American military. So that's a good example. And I'm just referring that because I'm going to get to this point later. So yeah, we finished a little tour there. And then we went to the mansion where Horatio Gates was hanging out and had his barracks and everything. Apparently that was reconstructed in 1970. It was burnt down in the late 1800s during the Civil War time, by the Confederates, because the Confederates used it as an outpost as well. And then when they abandoned it, they pretty much burned it to the ground And so in the 1970s, it was reconstructed. But there was a historian there in that mansion, and I was talking to him. And I was red-pilling the son of a bitch. And then we started talking to some Lincolns. Like, you're right, man. And I don't know why, man, but it's funny when people get surprised at how much history I actually know and read. But then I always followed up with the caveat, look, I love history and shit, but I don't know how much of it is propaganda, how much is truth. And then the homeboy there was like, dude, I give tours of this fucking site every day. And sometimes when I'm giving a tour and I'm like, this is where this battle happened and this cat died and that cat died and shit. He stops and wonders sometimes when he's doing these tours. He's like, what if the spirit of some of the people that was actually here say, what the fuck are you talking about? That shit didn't happen here. That shit happened fucking 300 yards down that way. And so basically he was telling me, dude, I agree with you, man. How much of this shit is actually truth and how much of it is propaganda? And I was like, damn, I'm getting the fucking legit historian. Even the other woke historian agreed with me. That's how I kind of red pill historians. I hit them with historical knowledge that they know. That way they know that I know what I'm talking about. Before I fucking hit them with some truth bombs, you know what I'm saying? I get them ready. I prime them up. And so this dude was all in until I started talking about the moon landing. And then that's when I realized I started losing them. So I was like, all right, fuck it. It was a great conversation. I was like, fuck, I wish I would have recorded this one. This one was awesome as well. So then I'm walking off the property. And I run into the cat from the red coat. You know, he was wearing the red coat uniform. And I had told him Horatio Gates was a dual agent. And he was walking with another cat that was dressed in a red coat uniform. He goes, dude, I'm glad I bumped into you. Because he knew I was leaving. I was leaving the property. My family was in the car waiting for me. I'm on my way out. And he stops me. He goes, hey, I apologize. You were absolutely correct. Horatio Gates did fight in the British military and then, you know, fought for the American military. I go, yeah, I know I'm right. I know my shit. He goes, yeah, man. I knew you knew your stuff. You were very interactive with the questions. I knew you were fully engaged. He goes, yeah, man, I'm good. And then the other homie that I had just met, he goes, yeah, you know, this is a good historical event, blah, blah, you know, just the pleasantries. And we started talking and then I go, yeah, man, I'm a giant history nerd. I love this shit, man, but I don't know how much of this shit is true. And then both of them were like, yeah, you know, we're the same way. And holy fuck, these motherfuckers. Here they are. They're fucking, they play red coats, you know, that's their job. They recreate being red coats during the Revolutionary War. And these motherfuckers were red pilled as fuck. One of them, he may be listening to this show right now. He wanted to listen to the What Is Truth podcast. He gave me his phone. I searched it for him on his Apple iTunes. And then he followed it right there. He was truly, he knew Sandy Hook was bullshit. He knew everything was bullshit. I'm like, God damn, this motherfucker is red pilled as fuck. And so if you're listening, bro, dude, much love to you, homie. But I saw him, he fucking hit that subscribe button on Apple iTunes right away. And I was like, God damn, that it was a, if he's listening, bro, that shit was a fire-ass conversation. If you are listening, bro, email me. Let's do a podcast. I'll hit you up. We'll talk some historical rabbit holes, and we'll talk about the bullshit behind them. But getting back on subject, I mean, these two cats, it made me feel good about everything, because it shows that a lot of people you may not even realize are red-pilled as fuck. Even that other historian, that one that kind of, he was with me until I talked about the moon landings. At least he was red-pilled that enough, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he was agreeing with me with virtually everything I was talking about up until I spoke about the moon landings. And so I guess I wanted to do this show today was because how encouraging it is that a lot of people are fucking red-pilled or awoke, not woke in the fucking bullshit sense, but awaken to the shenanigans that our government does. Even that other, the fucking woke-tard historian that I spoke with in South Carolina, he was cool as fuck. The problem is, wokeism is a mind virus. And it infects you without you even knowing it has infected you. And I was talking with him. He was cool as fuck. He just, the fucking woke virus got to him. But I was bringing up fucking the false flag with the U.S.-Mexican war and everything. And he was with me. He was like, fuck yeah, bro. I'm with you, bro. Hell yeah. And then I started talking about vaccines, and then that's when I lost him. The other cat, I got past that stage. I was going deep in the paint on even the Abraham Lincoln assassination, and homeboy was with me. But then I started talking about moon landings, and that's when I lost them. And it doesn't discourage me. Instead, I look at the glass half full, because I was like, damn, this is when it was encouraging. Because if you, for example, you're out there, you're listening to this, and you're out there in the real world, and you're probably worried about talking about conspiracies because you don't know how people is going to take you, how people is going to listen to you. You might be surprised just talking to them that there's a lot of people that are aware of the shenanigans. Now, how far they may go into being red-pilled or not, that's a separate question. You know what I'm saying? You may lose some people when it comes to the vaccines. You may lose some people when it comes to fucking the moon landings or other situations. But I guess the on the bright side is that you may realize that some people, not everyone is a fucking brain dead zombie. They may be awake to more than you actually even realize. But you'll never realize unless you have those conversations with people. And that was one of the awesome things that I got out of this trip. I had these conversations with people that are fucking, they've got degrees, college degrees in history. And I don't have no fucking degree. I'm just a fucking garbage man. I'm an ex-firefighter, you know what I'm saying? I don't have any of that fancy shit. And we were able to break rhetorical bread over certain subjects. I ended up losing a few of them after a while. But then, as the cat that I mentioned earlier, I forgot your name, bro. So if you're listening, my bad. But that dude knew Sandy Hook was bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So he went hard in the fucking paint, man. And again, you'll never know about any of this shit if you just don't get out and talk to people. And just maybe it's a little sly, you know what I'm saying? It's just being a little smooth. But the way you approach it, the way I approached it, I just talked about some shit that can't be refuted. Some historical shit that is absolutely verifiable. And then you go from there. And then you go a little deeper, you know what I mean? Maybe you do a little soaking. And then you slip it in raw dog, you know what I'm saying? Rhetorically speaking. But every rose has its thorn, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, I'm buzzing. I better cut this shit off, though. But I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you haven't already, hit those damn reviews on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Podcast Addict. I didn't realize you can leave reviews and actually rate there. So hit those reviews there as well. I would truly appreciate it. And I showered y'all for the first 10 minutes with nothing but praises and love. And I want to do that again. Thank you, guys. I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. It means so much. You know, it's a long ways coming from 1 to 2 listeners to now having quite a few of y'all that listen week in and week out. And like I said, I realize that only the hardcore are going to be listening to these words. And so this message is to y'all. Nothing but hugs, loves, and kisses. That was a little backwards, but I'm buzzing. And next episode will be with Charlie Robinson. Then the great Don Jeffries afterwards. So thank you guys so much. Truly appreciate y'all. I know some of y'all don't see eye to eye with me on certain issues, and y'all still follow me. And to those people, man, extra love. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it works. You don't have to agree with someone 100%. See eye to eye 100%. You know, it's about understanding. And I've said this before. It's just about listening to someone else and seeing, okay, even though I may not agree with everything they just said, but at least, at the very fucking least, now I understand. You know what I'm saying? So, again, thank y'all. Much love, hugs, and kisses.